Hello, welcome to the Cosmic Ice Show. This is our Spirit Work podcast. I am Jason. I have Angel from At Angel on the Eighth Day and our special guest, Joda. How are you guys? Wow. I'm really getting good laughs out of that one. I didn't even plan that. Did I catch you off guard with that?
It's just both you two, you're like, you know, I'm Jason at, you know, Cosmic Tarot. This is Angel at Angel Day Day, and we have Joda.
It's just so because I don't have, because you haven't given me the all of the cool things that you want me to promote about you, say, so I just have to leave you as just Joda. But you know, we should do you want to put your Instagram up and stuff? Should I put that in the
yeah you can. It's at AS0T trance, so like a state of trance but just with a zero instead of an O.
Okay, perfect. So that's your Instagram. And then you don't have any websites or anything like that, do you? Are you
working on stuff?
All right, well, all in due time, but let's get them to Instagram and they can connect with you there and stuff. So, and you know, we talked a little bit about your background last week, but you're studying astrophysics and particularly astrobiology, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, correct.
And you've been a fan of astrology since you were pretty young, right?
Oh yeah, since I was very young. My grandma was very into astrology and my grandpa was very into astronomy. So I kind of had the two sides. I would spend hours outside with my grandpa looking through a telescope, whereas like my grandma would teach me a lot more about like the planets and how they correlate to our signs and different things like that. So it was definitely the two dynamics that kind of like came together and made me.
That's actually very cool. We didn't mention that last week. So that's
I don't think I even knew all of that.
So we're all learning new things.
Yes.
I love it. And you prepared, I wish everybody could see this, but since we're on a podcast, unfortunately, you don't get to see these cool charts and the info that Joda prepared. We're going to look at this. There's a chart of the decans of each of the astrological signs, and Joda will have more to talk about when we break this down. But so it basically, if I'm not mistaken, it breaks down into, 36, it's 36 different subsections, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so there's three of each of the 12 signs. So, and this corresponds to the three types of each sign that we're really kind of talking about. And it really is a nice visual to see where you fit. So again, so we're in Virgo and we're almost done actually, but we're in the type three right now. So looking at our chart, actually, let me go to the chart here. So the first one is September 2nd to the 11th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And then the second one is September 12th to the 22nd. The first one's August 23rd.
Yeah.
To September 2nd. Thank you. See, it took me a minute to remember that August is before September. Sorry. August 23rd to September 2nd, September 2nd to the 11th, and September 12th to the 22nd. So 1, 2, 3 in that. All right. So we're going to talk, before I screw any more of this up, I'll pass it over. But we're going to talk a little bit about those three different sort of subsets or types of Virgo and some of the differences a little bit. And then Joda's going to enlighten us a little bit more about the chart and how the stuff fits together and so on. I do want to say thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Anchor.fm. You guys and then the listeners as well. So we're all excited for you everyone to be here. So thank you.
Oh, man, I don't think that we're missing out on going to the comedy show now.
I don't know. I was gonna even say something about like you're not missing anything at all. So you guys were gonna go to a comedy show tonight, but it's totally unnecessary now. We've broached that. So let me say this: anchor.fm/cosmiceye. And then of course, Angel's at Angel on the Eighth Day. You can go to at Cosmic Eye Tarot on Instagram, so you can follow all of us. And Joda's is AS0 Trance. at AS zero trans as a trans, as zero trans. Okay, so I will put that in the description so it's easier for you to find if you don't remember that. What else? Okay, so Tuesdays, we're moving to TikTok. We said we were moving to TikTok last time. We didn't actually move to TikTok, but we're really moving to TikTok this next Tuesday. So join us for our Tarot Tuesday live readings that we do. So without further ado, let us jump into the chart, talk about these types and so on. And Joda, I'll hand it over to you, but that doesn't mean, you know, you're on your own or anything. We'll jump in with our little thoughts and so on. So feel free to tell us a little bit more about this chart and these three types of
science. Are you going to have a link to the chart or?
I would love to. If can we do that?
Yeah, I think so, right? There's no copyright.
No,
it's like public.
Public domain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put that in the description.
That people can like follow along, right?
I can put it up. Actually, I can put it up on the, I'll put it up on the website and then you can download it from the website. That'd be easier. I will do that. Perfect. Good idea. So that'll be in the description if you want to check this chart out. So, Joda.
Okay.
again, with the comedy, you're like, yes, how can I help you?
If you want to. So I think for the first thing that we should kind of go into is what a decan is. So a lot of like what I wrote on this chart thing that I typed out is it's the birth charts are divided into 12 different sections of the 12 different zodiac signs. So it's pretty much placed like 360 degrees divided by 12. So each one would have about like 29 to 30 degrees. And that's what makes, for instance, Virgo, there's three different types because it's the three different degrees or three different 30 degree increments of that. It just gives you a deeper understanding of like your personality traits and the planets that you're ruled by. So your ruling planet can kind of tell a lot about your specific sign within the decan layout. So for this one, Taurus, that would be the 20 to 29 degrees. So this would be September 12th to September 22nd. What I have written here, they are ruled by Venus, which makes them slightly more indulgent, luxurious, reliable than other Virgos. They are less worried about perfectionism and more motivated by the sensual pleasures in life. They are focused on the aesthetics and are typically very beautiful while preferring to be in beautiful clothing environments or careers related to design or coordination of some sort. So that would be for the final part of Virgo.
So that's the type three.
Correct. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And so that, all right. Yeah. So I see now that I'm looking back on your chart that you put together. So, and that's the, that one. So the planet for that, I think you just said that, but what is it again?
It's Venus.
Venus. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, Venus is all about the arts and luxury and pleasure and
yeah, like romance and all that.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense. So this really is interesting because sometimes, and I don't know if you guys are like this, but like I always was kind of wondering, like with my own sign. It seems like some of the traits fit and then some of them didn't. But when I break this down and then I look at the ruling planet and then I look at the sort of sub traits, it makes a lot more sense of, you know, why I am kind of, you know, the way I am. So this is
I mean, with astrology, I mean, just to say you're a Capricorn and you only have these characteristics. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to say that. Just because you're a Capricorn born within a 30-day time frame that you're going to be exactly the same as every other Capricorn. It has a lot to do with, you know, the time you were born, the place you were born. And with that, it breaks down your degree as well as your ruling planet or celestial body.
Yeah. And then that has that influence on you. So that makes perfect sense. All right. Very cool. So that was three. We didn't really talk. I think last week we introduced these ideas, but why don't you go through the other two as well, so we can understand the basics of these Virgo subtypes.
Do you want to start with like the first decan?
Might as well, yeah, right. Kind of go through those traits so that people can understand if they, you know, since they don't have this cool chart that we have at the moment, they can get it though I'll make this available as well. So
yeah. So did you want to make this available?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your part, isn't it? I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to give away your material prematurely.
it's cool to just have that visual and then like, you know, read it for yourself whenever, share it at parties.
Yeah, exactly. It's always the best place because then it's like the 70s. It's like not only it's like, what is your sign, but what
There's that big birth. I have it somewhere. That big birthday book. That everybody loves as soon as you're like, I want to do
because it like tells you in that book too. It like breaks down like who your soulmate is, people you won't get along with, and like actually lists their specific birthday.
Yeah, that's a great book.
I just turned over into a very nervous face, and I'm like, we should do that.
Oh my god. All right, so yeah, so do you guys want to talk about those?
Yeah, I'll read the first first two. I think that I read some of the second one last week, but okay. So the Virgo decan one is Virgo in 0 to 9 degrees. That would be August 23rd to September 1st. Virgos born under the first decan are predictable, reliable, helpful, and somewhat nitpicky. They are detail-oriented and feel more comfortable when their home spaces, schedules, and relationships are in order. They do not do well with messes, chaos, or criticism, and being ruled by Mercury, find themselves to be both intellectual and curious. Do you know any Virgos from...
No, I was just going to ask you the same thing. That was in the back. I don't have any Virgo friends, I don't think, or family.
At all?
Not that I'm aware of, that I can think of off the top of my head. You?
I probably do, and I'm going to feel like a jerk.
Yeah, I probably have to.
I'll go through like my Facebook notifications.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like kicking myself. What about you, Jota? Do you? Off the top of your head.
I've known Virgos. I don't think I have any Virgos presently in my life, but I've known them. And I feel like a lot of this really does fit with them. They're very detail oriented. A little bit, like it said, nitpicky. They're very sarcastic, but can be kind of cold in the way that they're sarcastic, but they're also extremely intelligent and like constantly craving to find out more information about whatever topic they're interested in. So that curious part is definitely accurate, I would say, with a Virgo.
I feel like sarcastic people are intelligent.
Oh yeah. Well, it takes, I mean, to be funny, you have to be quick-witted, which requires intelligence.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just saying, you know.
No. We're not doing your sign.
You're like, you're getting ahead of yourself there.
Got a year, okay? Yeah. Calm down.
Exactly. I broke out my book that I like to get. It's called The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need. I always like this one with my list of old stars and antiquated figures that are actually Virgos. And I was kind of looking through and I was thinking about that's like that kind of, you know, sort of sarcastic smart aleck sort of thing. And Seinfeld. Both Seinfeld, Peter Sellers, and Charlie Sheen are Virgos. There's kind of that kind of vibe with them for sure. River Phoenix was actually a Virgo.
Oh,
wow.
Which is interesting. And then let's see who else we got on here. I guess I kind of look at these older ones. I'm trying to. Oh, Queen Elizabeth. There you go. Interesting. Sean Connery, Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. I always call him Culkin.
Cameron Diaz, Paul Walker, Tim Burton.
Oh, Tim Burton.
And they all, too, I've always noticed this with Virgos, is like they're very creative, but they almost have a very like dark way of being creative. Tim Burton totally fits that.
Yeah.
that makes a lot of sense. Exactly. But there's kind of edge to all these people in a way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you think about it. I'm trying to.
It's like the first one, too. Yeah, Tim Burton falls under the first decan. So I guess I could see how that would fit. I've met him. Yeah, I went to the Neon Museum here.
And oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember
The gala for his...
the art show that he did, right?
Yeah, it's the... Yeah, but what is that called when a museum like features you?
Retrospective?
No.
I guess star.
It's the worst. But anyway, it was for all of his work at the museum, how they, it was like incorporated with like the Las Vegas stuff. And it was really cool. And he has kind of like frantic energy. I would imagine that he would want things in a certain order, but also then be like chaotic curious for sure. But yeah, I could see that. My friend actually, who is also a Virgo, happened to score the glass that he was drinking tequila from.
Oh, that's right. I remember you actually told that a little on the podcast. I remember talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Score. It's, another word might be steal, but hey, we'll leave it. We'll leave that score.
Yeah.
Keep it a little more neutral. All right, I like that. Very cool. So that was one. So one, it's almost like one, it seems like, is kind of like the typical that people think of.
Yeah, well, it's the Deacon One, which is already just marked as Virgo, whereas like the second is Capricorn and then the third is Taurus. So I feel like the Virgo One is like the Virgo-iest. Yes.
most Virgo-y.
Yeah.
Or, that's right. So you read the two one.
Yeah, I could read it again if you want.
Might as well.
Okay. So Virgo Deacon Two, it would be in Capricorn 10 to 19 degrees. September 2nd through September 11th. Being born under the Capricorn Deacon, these folks are subruled by Saturn, the taskmaster of the zodiac. These folks are almost guaranteed for success in their lifetime and do best with praise, accolades to validate their life experience. They are hardworking, resilient, determined, and innovative, doing whatever it takes to reach their goals.
Interesting. That makes sense. That Capricorn and that Saturn in there for the kind of stability and the kind of like material sort of drive and so on, along with that.
Yeah.
That attention to detail and that curiosity and so forth, that would make a very successful person. That makes sense.
That's totally
interesting. I love it. Okay, so then the
you other almost thing- had like a little angel moment there with your self plug. Yeah, it makes sense for them to be Capricorns.
Oh, that was, wasn't it?
Hardworking, detail-oriented.
Totally the ingredients for success. Way that to makes, go, Virgo.
That makes perfect sense. They're blessed with that Capricorn nature.
I'm telling you, has no contest now.
No, the problem is though, like most of the time with me, my Capricorn nature is mostly like the dark aspects of Saturn, like crushing my soul. So that really really isn't all it's cracked up to be. So let me see. So Virgo, the other cool thing about this that we talked about this before we got, and I don't think I mentioned this when we were recording, but so if you look at these charts, they're also
one chart, right?
Both of them. I was gonna mention both of them. They're correlated. So there's a second chart and there's a first chart and second chart. Yeah, they're both on here. Is that the decanates are correlated to the minor arcana of the tarot cards. So there's a very specific tarot card that's associated with your one, two, or three type of your sign. So for example, so for Virgo, the type one is the Eight of Pentacles, the type two is the Nine of Pentacles, and the type three is the Ten of Pentacles. So I know people, because I've seen this before, and I had kind of forgotten about this, but I know people will do work with those cards and kind of do meditation on them, contemplation work, mm-hmm. and kind of look at the imagery on those cards and see how that kind of relates to themselves.
Yeah.
That can be kind of valuable.
Do you want to look for yours? I pulled mine up, and with your Libra Florum deck, I'm also assigned the rose.
Oh, interesting.
Is with it the yellow? Seven of Wands.
Is it a yellow rose?
It's not on your deck, so we'll have to do like a reissue.
We'll have to yeah, they completely reworked Angel. And what's Jodas? Nine of Wands, right?
I think it's Wands, yeah.
Yeah.
Nine of Wands. I'm
trying to look for right now.
Oh, we're both Wands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Eight of Wands.
Okay. I was going to say that's in the center.
Nice.
I like the fact that I have Wands. I mean, it would be cool to have Pentacles so then I can have more money and Jupiter at the same time. Yeah. Double down.
but you have the fiery personality to go out and make that money. So it's okay.
Yes. But I like the idea of Wands because it's, I don't know, it has that energy of like making things happen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It also always feels like manifestation to me. I just think about
magic
and I think. One thing I've always looked at with like wands in general is because in the tarot, it's generally like a stick. And so one thing I've always interpreted with that is the ability to take, let's say, like a small tree, plant, seed, anything like that, which would, you know, be some form of wood, stick, etc. And you have the ability to build a foundation anywhere.
I like that. Ooh. So taking something really basic and being able to turn it into something more in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whenever we've done the tarot readings, there's something about like, I don't know if you noticed, but I like would sometimes compare wands to swords and how it's a little bit more earthly and grounded and organic, you know, not like as defensive as like a sword would be. No offense to swords, but resonate with wands.
Yeah, it's a different quality for sure. And I think that it's like you said, there's a little, it's more like Joda said, it's like something more kind of more natural, you know, you're not, whereas like, you know, a sword is obviously steel. It's very, very like worked and has, you know, it has to be blacksmithed and so on. Whereas you could just pick up a kind of a piece of wood, a nice piece of wood, and you got yourself a wand. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, although they, you know, people do really nice elaborate ones as well, obviously, but.
Yeah, as a kid, that's what I would do. That was my like main, kind of like toy at times. Yeah, because I was just kind of like my imagination was the best thing that I think that I could play with. I didn't. It was a little bit isolated for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, until I went to school, but then that's a different story. But, yeah. I always had like, just, you could find me like the back, when we lived in California, the backyard had all of these trees, like fruit trees. Had doves and chickens and roosters. So it was just like a fantasy land that I would.
That create. Is a beautiful, beautiful world. That is my dream to have fruit trees, nut trees, chickens, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Did you have like a favorite wand, or did you just kind of pick up stuff that worked for you?
I would just kind of pick up, I think I would go by shape.
Yeah.
You know, just to see like if it had like personality or any sort of like movement to it.
Oh, interesting. I love it. So I was just looking at mine. If I mentioned that earlier, it's a four of pentacles. Get that in readings a lot, actually. I'd forgotten that was my card. It has to do with that. It's like we saw that in our reading. I think it came up twice. It came up for Shannon, actually. So that four of pentacles, there's a stability and a kind of a closeness. It looks like a little character sitting on a throne who's kind of holding on to this pentacle, and it's a very stable form. It looks kind of like a square. It's very squared off. It's an interesting card. All right, so that's the basics. I think we'll call it a night. So next week, Jody, you want to talk more about the second chart, right, which is a little more more in depth, so we'll get into that, and we're going to talk a little more about the planets and things like that, right?
Yes, yeah, because okay. I feel like you have to have that understanding of like what the planets actually signify within the chart itself. So yeah, we'll dive into that. I'll kind of do what I did this week and type something up that really breaks it down. That way you can upload it and whoever's listening can view it themselves and kind of follow along as they're listening.
That's awesome. I love it. So yeah, once we would get that little place established where we can download these, then they can pop on and grab those and we'll have them. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Anything that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. You had gone over, and I think in the past, like what the difference between like mutable, fixed, and cardinal. Should we kind of like mention that a little bit?
Yeah. Jota, can you enlighten us with that a little bit?
Yeah. So there are the three different types of that. You're either going to be cardinal, fixed, or mutable. And that usually has to do with, give me just a second here. So the cardinal signs are going to be Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. They're considered to be the front runners of the zodiac universe. They are the ones that initiate the beginning of all four seasons. They're also known as like visionary leaders, self-starters. You can usually identify them by their behavior and go-getter attitude. and then the fixed sign would be Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. This one is, they're fixed within the zodiac universe. They're immovable, fixated, and can also be stubborn. Yes, that's so you.
Did our Leo just laugh at that?
Yes. They are the doers of the zodiac. They really work hard to carry out any ideas or visions that they do have. And then the final one would be mutable, which would be Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Mutable, obviously, like suggesting the fact that they have an easy time acclimating to any type of situation or environment that they're placed within. And they are also the signs that end the four seasons. So with the cardinal, they're the beginning. So they're going to be a lot more, I guess the best way to describe that would be as like a season changes, like you notice the things about the season changing a lot more, whereas like when a season's ending, you don't really notice that it's technically ending. Does that kind of make sense? Like,
sure. Like I was talking about the tree.
Like with your tree. Yeah. Like when it starts to become fall, all of a sudden everything's dead and it just happens like that overnight. Yeah. So with the last one, with the mutable signs, they are a lot like the cardinal signs in the sense that they are the starters. They're the fixed signs of the doers. since they do come up at the end of every season, they know a change is coming and are usually ready to adapt themselves for the same. They are all considered sun signs, and they tend to view things from multiple angles and perspectives. But that can also lead them to feel confused and, I guess, insecure in what they are thinking or wanting to do, just because they have
second guessing.
Yeah, that's and I guess we can kind of go into that a lot more too, because there's a lot more that goes into that with explaining each one of those and what that actually means, and a lot of the planets that kind of associate with that. So that's certainly something we can like really go into, because I'm sure a lot of people are pretty interested in that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we're going through all the different attributes of the signs and stuff like that, that stuff will come up and we can go deeper into it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Love it. Love it. I thank you again for preparing that info. That's fantastic. I love it.
Of course.
You know what's so funny about that though is that used to be me. Like I would put those things together, but now
I've tarnished what you've
got, now what you've got is two angels on your hands who just fly by the seat of their pants every time the show is on, and now you're the prepared one. So welcome to that role. So thank you again, and thank you so much, Angel. Appreciate it. So I'll put the information, the link for this chart so that you guys can follow along. This is a beautiful chart, two beautiful charts actually, and some information about these. I can put up the information about the three decans as well, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, cool. So there's a nice little three-page PDF waiting for you soon. I will put it in the, there'll be a link in the description. So join us Tuesday on TikTok at Cosmic Itero. Follow at Angel on the 8th Day on TikTok and at Cosmic Itero. Do you have a TikTok as well, Jota, or are you just on Instagram?
I do. I have a TikTok.
Okay. same handle.
So it's at Doku Penda. So it's DOKUPENDA.
Okay. And you'll probably be at the, I mean, you're usually there with when we do our reading. So I'm imagining If you're into it, you'll probably help us moderate stuff and jump in like you normally do, right?
Of course, yeah.
Thanks so much. All right. Well, thank you guys again.
Thank you.
And blessings and light to everyone out there listening. Anchor.fm/cosmiceye if you'd like to donate. And don't forget about Angel's Etsy site, yes. @Angel on the 8th day. And we have ours there as well, Cosmic Eye Tarot. Get yourself some crystals. Angel's got some beautiful crystals and some prosperity beans.
Yes.
Charge up that prosperity mojo in your life and get that abundance going. So, all right, we'll be back next week. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye.